a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's play a game.
This is it. Guess the year.
Right.
What?
He just always mouths it. He never sings.
Dude.
Even with lyrical headlines.
You are just loud, you never hear my voice.
Whoa, Tom.
That's unfair.
Yeah, we might have to have a bit of a meeting after the show about that.
Say that to me.
That is, that's one of the things.
Okay. Meeting after the show to talk about you too.
Are we?
2024. No, not you.
Oh.
Just Lingy and I.
Okay.
Just seeing if we want to
kind of... Anyway, I'm really excited about guessing you. Let's play.
Keep doing what we're doing. All right, so we are going to play little bits of songs. Cast our minds back through the mist of time. All right, you Southern Belle. Back through the mist of time. Try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard that song. Give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play. Is everybody ready to play?
I have a pen. I am ready.
Cool.
Yes,
all right.
I'm ready.
Thanks for the update. Here we go. Question number one. Who that is?
No, I don't. Can I have a clue?
It's Run DMC.
Yeah.
I do it not is. Believe a word that you are saying, but I'm thinking similar time.
Okay.
Oh, you might be on the right track.
Oh, you two are going to embarrass me here. Okay, I've got one.
All right. 3, 2, 1,
1995.
Oh, has that ever happened before?
It's a three
pack. Probably. Okay, we've all said 1995, so this is a moot point, but let's go.
The year was 1998.
Okay, well, we all get a point.
We all won.
Yeah.
Good on us. All right, here we go. Question number two. It's guess the year. Underrated John Butler song.
You shouldn't have said that.
Oh.
Because he just mouthed to me, who's that?
Xavier Rudd.
I'd know Xave, but
Xave.
John Butler.
Well, Xave, my mate.
We're on a first name basis. Yeah. Catch you in the jack, mate.
Yeah, we foot wrestle with no shoes on. okay.
How did you come up with that?
Jen, Jack, mate, no one wears shoes.
Yeah, but the foot wrestle.
I don't know. I thought it was the most disgusting thing you possibly do. All right. What was that? So I know I can picture the cover of the album.
I can picture going to Falls Festival around this time and him playing that.
All right.
But I think I've gone a little bit early.
All right. Here we go. You got one, Lingy?
Yes.
All right. 3, 2, 1. 2003. Okay. Here we go. If it's 2007, I'll be wild.
The year was 2007.
Ah!
Oh.
Yes.
Amazing.
God.
Okay. So that means
two
one
to me,
point.
Two to Log, yeah. And one to you, Tommy.
I don't think we're counting the first one. I think it's a dead heat.
It's
so
a
we
dead
just
heat, so it just
into
goes.
The ether with that one, buddy.
No, so me and you have a point each.
Boost up the points.
Okay. Here we go. Question number three. This is for me to get back into it.
TLC.
Oh, good on ya. It's actually in vogue.
What does the TLC stand for?
Tender loving care.
No.
That's what I've always believed. My innocent, pure mind.
Oh, mate.
Name one of them.
Left Eye Lopez.
Name him. Oh, you got it. Well done.
I do know this. This was right
there. T-Boz. Lisa Left Eye Lopez and Kathy, isn't it? The third one?
Yeah, Kathy, yeah.
Where's my pen?
You don't need the pen.
I was so wild about 2007.
Just say it in your brain. It's probably rolled
we
under
trust
there.
Your
just
brain.
Say it in the brain. No,
okay.
Under the desk here.
Oh, yeah, no, it is. It was.
Yeah, thank you. See, I'm sorry.
All right, hang on. So that's okay. All right, I've got it. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
1994.
3, 4, 6.
Yeah,
here we go.
Too late.
The year was... 1994.
Oh, we're back in the game. We're back in the game.
All right, tiebreaker.
Ah!
Tiebreaker.
Gosh, I know nobody at home cares, but I am very engaged with this game. Here we go. This is for the win. What?
What? Yep, I'm on the money with that one. Who was it?
None of your business.
Teo Cruz.
Different dynamite. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
2020. 2022.
Oh, really?
15, 20, 2022. Here we go.
The year was 2020.
I'll take the win. Thank you very much.
Tommy. Oh.
Brad Breedit.
Speed skater.
Get out of me way. I'm wearing Lycra.
That's 3 from 3 for Tommy this year.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay. See, this is why I don't like the score. Look at his face.
All right. Yeah, look at me face.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Have you been watching the telly lately? Did you catch Project last night?
No, I didn't see Project last night.
You're an East Coast guy. You know what I mean? You just spoke about Sydney there, and we were chatting about the Goldie the other day, and you've been up to Noosa off the beaten track, and you know, do you have many friends in the GC?
In Gold Coast, yeah. A couple of friends.
You know your way around the Gold Coast, that's for sure.
I do. I've been there a few times.
Bit of the Gold Coast sensibilities about you too. Oh. You know.
Okay, you just let me say this. This better be good. You've put in so much time and effort. You kicked me out of the studio twice.
Okay.
Come on. Hit me with it.
Well, there's this business guy. You're a business guy. he's also a finalist in last year's Local Hero of the Year Awards.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. You're a bit of a local hero.
Thank you.
And,
massive one.
And he's been concerned about something for the last 12 months. His name is Ian Grace, and he went on the project last night to talk about it. Let's get a bit of an insight into Ian.
How uncomfortable does it make you feel?
Oh, mate, I'm realistic. I'm a bloke. If you look and you see the view, it looks nice. But I'm just sort of, I guess, not being a crusader, but saying, you know, I want young women to, you know, be so confident enough that they can wear, hey, nothing wrong with an ordinary bikini that goes straight across the bum as opposed to the thong up the bum. But I guess that's kind of why. And I see, you know, a young lady on the beach, bare bum. Yep, great view. And then the same lady serving me coffee shortly.
Ian,
just makes me feel uncomfortable, you know?
Why are you looking? Why are you looking then?
In terms of when you're looking, you can't help it if you're walking down the street and you've got a couple of young ladies with their bare bums right in front of you. And there's a difference between looking and, as some would say, oh, you're ogling. Well, no, I'm just looking. It's right there in front of me. I didn't ask for it, but it's there.
It's just right there in front of me, he says. And he wants to ban the bikini bottom on the Gold Coast, right? He then went on.
Got a bit weird.
Didn't you take it further and say you're not keen on young women wearing active wear as well and revealing blouses at meetings? I mean, this is getting a bit weird, isn't it?
No, well, it depends. All I was saying that women wear skin-tight clothing, you know, men don't, and it's all these days about what's equal, etc. And, you know, I have seen women at, you know, fairly high-level networking meetings that were very much exposing their breasts, and you think, well, you've kind of lost a bit of business credibility straight away.
Okay.
Are you really going to draw such a long bow that you're going to compare me to that guy?
Well, let's have a listen to last week. Let's just rewind the clock.
When did girls, women, females start the bikini choices, the bottom half, they seem to be disappearing up backsides.
Okay. Now,
listen, just that was me asking a question for you, Log, about fashion.
Well, because you know me.
Yeah.
You know me and my thongs.
I was not saying ban them.
No, you weren't at all.
You were saying more. What were you saying, Cameron Lee?
Were you comparing me to that guy?
No, we just thought you guys might be mates.
Yeah. Just wanted to see if you'd signed his petition.
I have an issue with active wear, do I?
Ban the booty. look, I'm not. Hey, we're not suggesting that you then went on after that 15 seconds of audio that we selectively pulled out of a whole chat and then went on to say that women reveal themselves in meetings and lose business credibility.
I certainly never said that. In fact, it was leading to a story about what Jed, my six-year-old, said.
Oh, don't bring the kids into
it. Hilarious.
Come on, Lingy.
I wouldn't blame the children. There's certain times you can blame the children. I think this is one of them. So, but we're not suggesting that you went on to say that, but we're also not saying you didn't.
Yeah.
You two are so proud of yourselves right now. You're like, oh, this is so awesome.
Do you know what, Tom? I'm sick of having to wear jumpers in the studio all the time just so Cameron Ling takes me seriously.
I'd take you seriously if you washed your hair every now and then.
It's so unfair.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So just want to quickly run something past you guys and check whether it's almost like a sense check, a temperature check. Like, am I weird or am I like everybody else and I just don't sort of talk about it with other people? Like, for example, do you see there's thing going around online where it's like, does anybody else look at how fast other people's windscreen wipers are going to see if I'm being really extra by having it on the full setting?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this. Right. So you, Lingy, can give me your opinion, but also I feel like you're not super experienced with this. So
come over to me. Come on.
Mainly this one's for Log.
I am more experienced on the show.
Talking about doing your own shopping at the supermarket.
Okay.
Mainly just because you can't get through a supermarket visit without stopping for sort of an hour and a half to take photos and talk to people. That's not your fault.
Yeah. No, it's enjoyable.
No, you've...
Ask him. Loves it in the produce aisle. Because there's a bit more air around. Sorry. No, I didn't mean that. I just meant my brain thought if I was going to get asked, I would want to be in the produce aisle because there's more room.
Not in the dairy bit where it's cold, that's for sure. So
sorry.
That's another one I've written down for our meeting later today.
Can I just tell my thing?
Please.
Log, do you, when you go to the shops, when either of you go to the supermarket, do you use, you like, have a shopping list on your phone, yeah?
No, I need a piece of paper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't do it on my phone.
We're a piece of paper, people.
Yeah.
Really? Both of you?
Yep.
Oh, well, then what's the point of this conversation?
No, but I have done. I'm well aware.
I always have it in notes, like the app, the notes app.
Yeah.
And I have the it like bullet pointed so I can tick things off as I go along.
Nice. Is that,
you're cool. Yeah,
that's good. Can't remember what you've got. Better tick it off.
So this is if I think of something, well, so I've got my list and I'm shopping around, but then I see something that we need, like, oh, I'm there, like, oh God, I forgot to put dog food on the list.
Yeah.
As I walk past the dog food. So I grab the dog food and I put it in the trolley. But then I write dog food on the list and then tick it.
And why?
Because then I'm not 100% sure, to be honest. Because then if I go back to my list, I'll be like, yes, I got everything. And it's a concise list of the things that I bought, also known as a receipt.
Okay.
Should I let you handle this
one? Yeah, so what I'm going to say is that, welcome. It's nice to have your brain here finally. That is weird and something that I don't do.
Yeah.
So I'm superior. Also, I'm scared that you're catching Loggy.
I just think sort of it should have been on the list, so I add it to the list even though I've already got it.
No, I get it, but it's that you're doing it. I just don't understand. Like, are we syncing? Is it like when two like women hang out all the time and they sync? I feel like you're syncing.
Is it something that we need to rush through a vaccination so that Loggy's not contagious?
It's amazing though, Tom. I mean,
immunization.
Weird.
So that's...
Yes, weird. Very weird. I don't think other people do that. No. But let's go to Denise from Mount Denis. Denise, do you support our friend Tom?
Wholeheartedly, only I might go a little bit beyond that, and I actually have the written list. I get the pen out and then add it in and then tick it.
And you tick it. There you go.
Why, Denise?
And then I also do it for chores at home, like, oh, well, I did an extra load of laundry, and I'll go times two, tick. Because I just feel like it's a sense of accomplishment. There's, like, something in it that it's like, yes, I completed that task. So if I did nothing else today, I at least did all the things on the list.
I do that.
When I got them.
I have an app that shows when I take my medication, and I ask you to add that to your list and to tick that off, and that might really help you.
You want us to take medication?
It can help.
You are not a medical
now
doctor.
Now we need to get medication.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
But before we go, I just want to acknowledge and say well done to Tom, who's decided clearly to take on a challenge and lift himself up to the next level. I don't know if you'd noticed this, Log.
No.
But Tommy's shirts over the last few weeks have been really super tight.
Oh.
And like really showing off the rig.
I noticed that
today he's gone and bought himself a little bit of a larger t-shirt.
I don't buy new t-shirts, guys, honestly.
So that you can bulk up and fill out that t-shirt.
Oh, hang on. He's showing us his buys and tries.
I'm just stretching because I am so bored with this narrative, guys. I don't. Why would I go out and buy smaller t-shirts?
No, you've gone a larger one now to say, I've got something to aspire to.
Yeah, I want to fill this one out.
I'm going to rip this shirt.
Love it.
I don't know if I've told you lately, but I hate you guys so much.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.